from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, a record number of travelers are expected to fly or drive in New York and New Jersey during this July 4th holiday period. Port Authority projects some 5.5 million passengers are slated to use its airports, bridges, and tunnels between July 3rd and July 7th, which represents a record high for the travel period. And starting today through Labor Day, AirTrain JFK single-ride fares will be reduced by 50% to encourage the use of mass transit for access to or from JFK. The U.S. Interior Department has approved the proposed Atlantic Shores offshore wind farm in New Jersey. Tuesday's approval gives a major boost to a project that would be the state's first. The project still requires an additional federal approval of its construction and operations plan and two state-level permits before its construction can actually commence. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland says this is the ninth offshore wind project approved under the Biden administration. Atlantic Shores will be built between Atlantic City and Long Beach Island with 195 wind turbines. New Jersey is among the least affordable states for renters, according to a new report. There's a huge gulf between what you need to afford a modest apartment here and what New Jerseyans are actually taking home.
In order to spend no more than 30% of their income on rent for a two-bedroom apartment, workers would have to bring in more than $38 an hour. Arnold Cohen with the Housing and Community Development Network of New Jersey says someone making minimum wage would have to work more than 100 hours per week.
Something that we all know is impossible.
The network wants the eviction filing fee to increase as a disincentive to landlords, and the group is pushing for expansion of the realty transfer fee, which is the primary funding source for the Affordable Housing Trust Fund. Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And the blueberry may be New Jersey's state fruit, but that doesn't mean it's perfect. Researchers at Rutgers are in the process of trying to create a sweeter, firmer product. The research is entering its final phase this summer, but it's still going to take a little while.
So we'll have an answer in the next 5 years whether this cultivar will be created and brought to market.
This year's blueberry season is moving a bit faster than usual due to spells of extreme heat. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7. Get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. And what's the holiday weather going to look like? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, clear to partly cloudy tonight. Low temperatures will be pretty close to 60. Clouds and sunshine tomorrow. Highs will be in the mid to upper 80s. It'll be in the upper 70s at the shore. Warmer tomorrow night with a partly to mostly cloudy sky. Low temperatures will be in the mid to upper 60s. And a very warm Independence Day Thursday. The humidity is going to start to return as well. We'll have clouds and sunshine. The risk for a thunderstorm in the afternoon, especially across central and north Jersey. High temperatures 85 to 90 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
We've got 81 degrees in Hackensack, 82 degrees in New Brunswick, 80 degrees Evesham. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Brought to you by Carl's Fencing, Decking, and Home Improvement. Carl's is your one-stop shop for incredible service on all your outdoor improvement needs. Fencing, decking, roofing, and more. Surround yourself with the best. Visit bycarls.com. That's bycarls.com.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.